Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, as I make last-minute adjustments to the mic position, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot. I think today we still have the coupon code at Ammunition Depot, Lock and Load, 5% off anything there except the stuff that's already on sale. If you haven't already bought your ammo, go buy yourself some ammo. It's the best prices you're going to find anywhere, and it's cheaper to right now with that coupon code. AmmunitionDepot.com. This failed Islamic terrorist attack in Garland, Texas. This, you know, there's a lot of people that are saying this is a wake-up call. This is more like an I told you so. Counterterrorism people have been talking about this for years. And it's still the same way, despite the fact that this happened, because this didn't cost us anything. What happened in Garland, Texas, cost us nothing. And we're the United States as a nation is not ready, psychologically or physically, for the attacks on assault targets that are going to be successful that we all know that are coming. Now, I'm pleased to share the same nationality as the Garland, the 60-year-old Garland, Texas police officer who brought a Glock 21 to a fight with a bunch of guys wearing body armor and put the shots exactly where they had to go to stop them. The assault in Garland was a failure because these guys were dim-witted amateurs who didn't realize that the school-owned target that they drove more than 1,000 miles to attack was well-protected with multi-layers of defense. If these same two amateur jihadis had attacked an average school or an average mall or an concert church with the same weapons and their same fool's rush-in game plan, they might very well have succeeded in creating a mass casualty event. Right after this happened, ISIS got out there, and they claimed to have terror cells in 15 states with 71 individuals trained, waiting for orders to carry out strikes on sort targets. If you were to actually take and, you know, get all the players together, Hamas, Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, who've been streaming over the undefended Mexican border for more than a decade, leaving a trail of prayer rugs and Quranic verses in their wake, we could conservatively estimate that we have hundreds of terrorists in the country just waiting for orders to strike. The only rational response to the refusal of our federal government to take the threat on American Beslan, Mumbai, or Westgate Mall seriously is to dramatically adjust our own training and choice of weaponry as American citizens. Now, this, I've revamped my bag, my ISIS welcome wagon bag, but that in and of itself is... it's flawed. The whole premise is flawed because I'm not carrying that with me everywhere I go. It's in the car. But the premise behind it is flawed. So then we have to ask ourselves, well, okay, so we have the bag. So if I actually make it back to the bag, do I want to suit up and maybe go back in? I guess that's all going to depend upon the situation, really. And what kind of condition I emerge to get to the bag. In a place like a shopping mall, that would be the stupidest thing in the world to do, to fight my way out to get to the car, which is, you know, hundreds of feet from the entrance of the mall, to suit up and then fight my way back those hundreds of feet to the entrance of the mall, then into the mall. That would be stupid. In a grocery store? Not so much. There's lots of places where that would be applicable. There's lots of places where it would not be. Those of you who look at the Wonder Nines, the Pocket Nines, the cars, and the Glock 43s, and the Smith & Wesson M&P Shields, you need to seriously consider something a little more robust, and at least in terms of capacity. At least in terms of capacity. And you need to look at things that have happened around here recently. Look at the terror attacks overseas. Look at the flash mob violence we got going on here. You know, in Baltimore, since the riots in Baltimore, they've had 15 homicides. 20 more than they had all of last year. And, it's happening here. It's happening here. I have, I carry, the lowest capacity I carry is 12. 12 in the gun. That's the lowest capacity I carry. And I could carry 17. I have two guns that would carry 17. All my other guns are out being modified. So I don't have that many choices right now. Although I am thinking about making a change with one of the Glocks. I am thinking about making a change with one of the Glocks, and I'm thinking about going back to a SIG. Now, for a 60-year-old Garland police officer, with age comes certain things like determination and experience and development of skill over time. And to expect every American out there today to develop that same kind of grit and that same kind of skill that brought the two Garland terrorists down, that's pushing it, and I don't expect that to happen. I am quite confident that the presence of skilled concealed carriers at the scene of a developing attack could force and disrupt terrorists to break from their primary mission of mass murder to deal with threats presented by a determined citizen, which is, isn't that why we carry a gun, to disrupt in the face of an attack? I don't know, I've been forced to go back to a pushback position and rethink what my life is worth. However, I think I might consider it a worthy sacrifice if I had to give mine to save mine, to save my family. If I could force them off the track and to take cover and to focus their attention on me, and my family could get away, whatever came next would be worth it. So now more than ever, if you live in a place where there's a concealed carry permit, go get one. If you live in a place where you don't need one to carry a gun, start carrying one. And carry a duty-grade handgun. And carry multiple spare magazines. Because it's the whole dynamic is shifting. It's shifting in front of our very eyes. We can sit back and high-five, and I have been. Hey, jihadis, we shoot back. No problem with that. But it's not over. It's not over. Things have changed. I don't know if they'll ever go back to the bygone days of Mayberry when things were very simple. I don't know that that'll ever happen. But a very real possibility is if in the next Islamic attack, one of us would be the first responder. Whether or not we are trained and whether or not we are armed and ready to go on that particular moment, that's going to be entirely up to us. Heading into the first break, when we get back, I said some stuff about training last week. I want to clarify a few things about training, just so you know where I stand. There's some people out there that, I don't know, they maybe took a little umbrage at what I said. And I'm not trying to push umbrage, but I am I'm going to clarify what I'm talking about when I say training. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, "Hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act. And Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah." And I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine. I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com. I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot, where their coupon code should still be in effect. Lock and Load, 5% off anything that's not already on sale. I mean, go look at what they've got. A 20-round box of Federal Hydroshock, 45 caliber, $12.97. What else I got to tell you? I mean, their prices are already cheap, and they're giving you 5% off. You looking for some ammo? Go check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. I need to clarify something about training. I got a couple of emails concerning what I said about the South Carolina permitting process where they have the 50-round requirement. When I was in the military and we were going through basic rifle marksmanship, it started out and we went through various things. We had to work on taking the gun apart in X amount of time, putting it back together in X amount of time, lubricating it always, shooting with it every day. And then at the end of that time, then we qualified with, and we had 40 shots to qualify with. We had 40 targets, 40 shots. Now, if training made everybody perfect, then every one of us would have been what was referred to as a Hawkeye, which was a perfect score of 40 out of 40. Actually, most of us qualified as sharpshooters in the 30s, low 30s to mid 30s. And then a few, you know, then a high, little smaller percentage qualified as experts, which was I think it was 35 to 40. And that was after 2 weeks of very intense training. When we weren't on the range, when we weren't cleaning the weapons, we were in the prone with the quarter balanced on the end of the barrel pulling the trigger. Working that trigger over and over and over again. For 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, I can't remember how, maybe it was 2 weeks, I'm not sure. It has been about, 31 years ago. I was in basic training, so I may be getting my stuff wrong here. That's training. And then at the end of it, then the qualification comes up. That is almost a, I don't know if anybody actually flunked, to be honest with you. There were maybe some people that had to reshoot, but not flunking. Because we had trained for 2 weeks. Going to a class to qualify to carry a gun, which, make no mistake about it, most of it is the classroom time. In South Carolina, you have to be there 8 hours. You have to be there 8 hours. If you do anything other than 8 hours, if you do 7 hours and 50 minutes, your permit can be voided, and every permit that guy has ever given out can be voided. That's a big problem amongst the permit. Well, it's not a big problem, but I mean, there is a cottage industry from time to time where somebody will just sign off on the paperwork and you file it. So at the end of the, you know, you're spending 7 hours in the classroom, not learning about your gun, not learning about proper grip, not learning about how to control recoil, not learning how to line up sights. You're learning where you can't carry the gun. You might be given a little, and I'm just basing it off the class I took, which was a very good class. It was a very good class. Little bit of advice on what kind of holster you can carry. But, I mean, there was women in the class. So, I mean, the holster that the instructor was wearing and the way he was concealing it did not apply to them. There were overweight people in there. The holster the instructor was wearing did not apply to them. So, you know, he can give advice on what works for him. But there's no instruction going there. It's just, I think this works. That's the way it worked out. Then when we went out there, nobody was qualifying with their gun. They were qualifying with his guns, which were all Walther 22s. And they weren't loading their own magazines because that's not part of the class. The class is not the operation of the weapon, it's to qualify with the weapon. Now, you know, and that's not training, folks. I mean, it isn't really better than nothing when you're talking about training. Training is an exhaustive process. Training is a process by which you do something, you fail at it. You do something and you figure out what you've done to fail at it. You keep overcoming it. Training for your, or qualifying for your concealed weapon permit, it's a little bit like going to a martial arts class and starting out without owning a karate uniform. And at the end of the class, all of a sudden, you have been designated a black belt. Okay? You get to bypass an awful lot of stuff. All it says is you're qualified and you know the rules and regulations about carrying a gun. Not about using a gun. Not about using a gun. It's the same thing as, your driver's license says, well, you pass the driver's exam and you know the rules of the road and you pass that exam. That's what it tells you. It doesn't tell you, well, you're qualified to drive at Le Mans or on a dirt track or a motorcycle or anything else. Just a car. So is anytime you get behind a trigger, that's a good day. That's a good day as far as getting some range time in. When you're at your beginning, when you are at the beginning and you're doing that and you've taken a 8-hour class and 7.5 hours of that has been in the classroom and 30 minutes of it is just getting in front of a target and having a gun handed to you and having a magazine that's already loaded handed to you and being told to shoot that isn't really training. It's trigger time, but it isn't really training. Now, for those of us that understand exactly what we're undertaking when we carry a gun, I seek out training. I have not shot yet since I have been back from the hospital. Have not done that yet. I am working on that. It isn't that I don't think I can do it. I just don't want to go out there and do it and stand in a lane. I want to go out there and move a little bit. And I think I can do that now. Now it's just a matter of timing and what I'm going to do and where I'm going to do it. But training is paramount when you're carrying a gun. Simply because the more you do it, the more you train, the better you're going to get at it. And it is a perishable skill. It's like cardiovascular training. That kind of thing is better with more repetition. Better with them. I mean, my the people I know, they train all the time. My guy DK up in Detroit, he and the AR pistol platoon, they were out there this weekend training like madmen. And they even train with the same equipment. That's very rare to see civilians do that. So there's, I mean, and nobody, I didn't tell them to do that. They just know it. They just know to do that. So training is, there's various tiers of training. Once you've got the permit and everything, you need to really start educating yourself. That would be my advice. That's what I try to do. Even though I've got, you know, I've been messing with, I've been using firearms since I was a teenager, I still continue to train because I constantly want to learn something new. And that's the way it should be with anybody that's going to carry one. That's just my opinion. Of course, when you get into the whole mandatory thing, that's where I think it gets sticky. I don't think it should be mandatory. Nothing in the Constitution about that. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cues.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot, where the promo code is still going on, Lock and Load. We can still get 5% off what is already a scandalously low, some of their prices they have there. Go check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Buy some ammo for Mom. Happy Mom's Day. It has been said, and I agree, that with this, in the new internet age and everything, there's, you know, people have access to things that they've never had access to before. When I was in the military in the 1980s, after, you know, things like after-action reviews and warning orders and things such as that, if we were going to roll out and go do a... The after-action review, of course, came later. The warning order came right before. And everything in between, the execution and everything else happened in between. And between the warning order and the after-action review, quite a few things happened. And people have gotten access to that. They can actually look at stuff like that nowadays, if you know where to go to look for it. You may not know what you're reading. Some of us do. I believe, and a lot of other people do, I believe we're in the early stage of a renaissance in the development of a warrior mindset as a nation. Now, we've been in the global war on terror for 14 years. We've seen movies of realistic things that happen, or portrayals of them anyway. And like I said, the computers and the internet have paved the way for a collection and analysis of large amounts of post-incident data. We can look at that stuff. You know, you can look at that stuff where it's happening in foreign countries, where it's happening in combat, and get an idea of what does work and what doesn't. We've also seen a refinement in training and tactics and technique that has created an unprecedented number of warrior minds, which has resulted in countless lives saved in battle. We have indeed gone where no man has gone before when it comes to ground combat. Now, the question has to be asked, what about when you're not in the middle of that? Is that warrior mindset beneficial? Is it even healthy if it doesn't have a proper outlet? Well, this is where I think the true renaissance comes in it, because this is where the warrior mindset maybe needs to slow down to the guardian mindset. That has to be a little more realistic and healthy and productive for most people most of the time. Even for people that have been overseas in the sandbox, for law enforcement people that are, you know, in Baltimore, New York, and places like that. Here's an article that was in the Journal of Tactics and Preparedness, a couple of thoughts from this. It was that from the former commander of the 19th Special Forces Group and internationally recognized SWAT instructor Randy Watt. In this, he spoke of watching a TV show about a SWAT unit getting ready to serve a narcotics-related search warrant. Instead of following what is the current best practice for the situation that emphasized a low-intensity approach with the ability to switch to high-intensity if necessary, in the TV show they got themselves all jacked up on adrenaline and the alluring maiden of going to war to vanquish an evil foe. Instead of using tactics designed to preserve and protect life, they decided to go on the offensive in a non-life-threatening situation and execute a dynamic entry, and one of the SWAT officers was shot as the entry began as a result. And unfortunately, that dramatization happens a lot in real life. And Randy Watt said so, and he also said that doesn't need to happen. There is a definite place and time for the warrior mindset, but it can also bring about unnecessary frustration and problems when people operate in that mode unnecessarily. Lieutenant Colonel David Grossman defines a warrior as a knight of old, and if you substitute the word knight, paladin, or guardian in place of warrior in his writings, you could agree with him 100%. History and popular culture has defined warrior differently. Instead of a knight or a paladin or guardian, most people see or think of an Apache or a Zulu or a Spartan warrior when they hear the term. And this creates a mixed message. I like to define a warrior as someone who is on offense and taking the fight to the enemy. They are specialists and masters of offensive skills, and they don't play defense. Their goal is to make the world better by using a kinetic means to eliminate bad guys. And if you are ever attacked, you want to switch immediately into warrior mode. If you're in a firefight, military, law enforcement, and civilian better be in the warrior mode. That mindset and attitude is incredibly valuable in the right circumstance. In its very purest form, though, it's also very rare. And I believe this guy's name was Heraclitus. He said, out of every 100 men, 10 shouldn't even be there. 80 are just targets, 9 are the real fighters, and we're lucky to have them, for they make the battle. But the one. One is a warrior, and he will bring the others back. Now, if you look at movies nowadays, if you go on websites and look at MMA apparel or gyms or read law enforcement magazines, it appears that being a warrior is really a standard that all real men must aspire to. If you want to look at an historical example of what a warrior is, then you have to look back to the Spartans. Think 300, the movie 300. They were legendary. They had craft, and they had focus and passion and purpose. And all of that was based on warcraft. And some of the lessons that they learned are still in use by today's modern warriors. The Spartans were not farmers. They weren't merchants. They weren't guards. They existed to kill. They were warriors. The other side of the story isn't very good, though. With a Spartan, if they had an infant that wasn't warrior material, they killed that infant. They exiled youth who didn't make the grade as far as health, physique, and mental toughness and combat ability. And that isn't like getting kicked out of the military or washing out of an elite unit. In many cases, it was banishment from society into the wilderness and essentially a death sentence. In modern terms, that kind of pure warrior focus on the tactical arts has a time and place, but when there's no opportunity to use that, those skills for good, it can lead to a frustration if that's the only mode they have to operate in. A warrior with no war to fight oftentimes looks for a war to fight, creates a war to fight, or lives in frustration like a dog who can only run to the end of his chain and bark. That happens a lot, unfortunately. Warriors, there's offenses of being continually in an offensive warrior state with no enemy and no war to fight. You can't have a relationship. You can hurt yourself. Or, as with that SWAT story I ever recounted to you, you can get shot. But when the situation demands it, a warrior is something that you absolutely have to have. And if you're the one that's faced with the situation, you have to adopt that mindset. That is the challenge of being a 21st century occupant of this planet. Because now we have enemies all around us, and now we have more opportunities than we should have to be put into these positions. And for me and you, the challenge now is we have to be able to turn ourselves on and off like a machine. And we dare not fail at this. We dare not fail at this because the consequences will be bad. Very bad. If anything happens in front of you. Keep that in mind as you go about your daily course of business. Carrying that service, you know, that full-size service pistol with multiple magazines, you've got to be able to turn it on and off with a switch. And you can do it. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going
once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it. Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack.
Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube, Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com, where that Lock and Load promo code is still going on, 5% off. They're already crazy, outrageous products. When you look at their prices, rather, you guys remember the crazy guy that sold stereo guys? These prices are insane! You remember that? That's what their prices remind me of. Go check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. All right. We've talked about what we, you know, our new dynamic. We've talked about the mindset. We've talked about clarification, at least my opinion of training. Now let's talk about the probability, okay? I don't train for probabilities. I train for possibilities. And people, first of all, there's a bunch of you out there saying, Bill, you said we can turn off and on our Terminator tendencies with us. Like, yes, you can, okay? Believe me. You've got it inside you. You don't know it yet. Some of you have already tapped into it. Some of you have come very close. Some of you have been, don't even know it exists inside you. But you're capable. That's the whole purpose of military training. It teaches you that you're capable of more than you think you are. You're capable of executing everything that I described to you, because I've done it, and I thought there was no way that I could do that. So, anyway, that aside. Domestic violence, assault, stalking, home invasion, purses stolen, beaten up in the parking lot, campus assault, terrorist attacks. These are all realities that happen every day. And a lot of people walk around seeing that, knowing that these are realities happening every day, and at the same time they say, but it's never going to happen to me. You can hear this all the time from victims of crimes. They never thought it could happen to them. They only wish they had been more prepared. How do you move people to think about their personal safety before something happens to them? I mean, that whole thing is the premise behind movies. That was the whole premise behind like movies like Taxi Driver. Going along, thinking nothing can ever happen to you, then all of a sudden you're Robert De Niro and you get jacked, and from then on you're doing, 20 push-ups a day and carrying 15 guns on you all over the place. Trainers today have a very tough thing. First of all, to be a trainer today means you're offering something that most people think they don't need. Trainers offer personal safety and victim prevention courses. That's what gunfighting is all about. That's what martial arts classes are all about. Although I would go for the gun class before the martial arts class. A trainer can spend thousands and thousands of dollars marketing those classes to the general public. And sadly, those classes will never fill up, no matter at what price they get sold. Not because the training isn't amazing or necessary or the trainer doesn't know what he's doing, but because no one wants to believe they could become a victim of crime or that they're going to get into a gunfight. Like on campus assaults, when you hear more and more about them, you see the media and the public continually focusing on the aftermath of the incidents. But everybody misses the critical piece to avoiding all of that violence that's happening to young people simply for going to school. Prevention. Campuses try to, they get certain programs within their campus through campus police. But again, they're missing something because, they're missing the fact that women attend college. They don't believe anything will happen to them, just like the general population. So how do you keep a young lady going to college safe? And how do you stop your daughter, your sister, your, whoever, from becoming a stat? There needs to be some creative approaches to this problem because it's growing, and these should all be implemented immediately. We need to compel these women to make their personal safety a priority. There may be some that don't want to carry a gun. Okay, that's fine. Get something, please. Marketing through fear tactics, some people, that works with some of them. You can bring victims up there and let them tell their stories. You can publish stats and you can bring out the reality. But some women don't want to listen because, again, it's not going to happen to them. They don't believe it's going to happen to them. There's another at-risk population out there, and I've talked about this before, and that's within the real estate industry. In the last 5 years, 100 realtors have been murdered on the job. That means they've been saying, look, we have, what do you call the molding that's in the ceiling, along the edge? The molding, and we got this, and look at those windows, and a transom over the door. It's just, and then suddenly they're murdered for showing a house. That statistic does not include assaults. Realtors will publish their personal information and pictures on large billboards and signs and advertise the fact that they're going to be at an open house alone. And realtors have become a easily identifiable, it's an easy target for a predator or a criminal. And a lot of them think that nothing's ever going to happen. Realtors, male and female, crown molding, thank you. I knew somebody would know what I said. The molding that's in the, at the ceiling. This is why I'm not a realtor, because I can't demo a house. Realtors, take your personal safety seriously, would you? And go ahead and attend those classes. I know most of you aren't, because you don't think anything's ever going to happen to you. There is no such thing now, people, as a safe neighborhood or a safe mall or a safe movie theater or a safe college campus. All of those things, unfortunately, are things of the past. You have a choice. If you're not a gun carrier, you have a choice. In most cases, you have a choice. You can carry a gun. You can take your self-defense seriously. You can go train like I suggest. You can think about things like that warrior mindset that I suggest. Or you can be setting yourself up for the eventuality, although the likelihood of it being, however low it may be, that will continue to grow. That likelihood, those odds will continue to stack, coming at us, not going away from us. Because while we're taking crime down a notch or two here and there, we've got an open border where the president is allowing all kinds of gang members and everything else, including terrorists, to come across. I've heard, NORAD is, in Cheyenne in Wyoming, They've opened up the mountain that was in War Games all of a sudden because somebody's decided they need to do some hard sheltering of some stuff. And I've heard that I've seen articles where all the spooks are saying World War III is about to happen. So it's good that we're knocking down crime a notch, and at the same time, we don't know what's coming around the corner. And we need to be prepared for anything that comes around the corner. Not what's probably coming around the corner. When you get out there and you start listening to the probabilities, that's where you start saying, I only need to do this, I only need to do that, I only need this, I only need that. You need to train for the possibilities. You need to carry things for the possibilities. Nothing wrong with that. You know, if you reach a ripe old age and you go to your final reward and everybody just says, well, you know, he was always really cautious. Nothing ever happened to him. He carried that stuff everywhere he went. Big deal. Big deal. You made it. You made it to the other end of life and you were headed to your final reward. You're headed to where everybody's waiting for you, where everybody knows your name. And that is a reward for taking steps to make sure you get there. It's not a free ride anymore, though. It's something that you have to work at, something we all have to work at, and it's becoming more and more difficult with each passing day. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington from Texas Law Shield. I got a couple of things I want to talk to them about. A couple of this Seventh Circuit thing that just happened. Where they said that you cannot let people have guns based upon good feelings, even though it's not effective. They're also saying that means that you could be ordered to buy a gun. We order you to buy a gun because it'll lead to good feelings. So I want to talk to them a little bit about that and, you know, all this other Texas Law Shield stuff. But in the meantime, let me just turn you over back to GCN. They're going to bring you up to date on what's going on around you. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.